I've got to ask you, 50 years later, you know, President Obama, the first black president, and about 40,000 people did a commemorative march today, along with the legendary Georgia Congressman John Lewis. What do you think the nation ought to learn from this anniversary?
Wow, what should we learn? That's a hard one. But we should see the difference taking action makes. It's one thing to talk about doing something. It's one thing to, you know, put it out there in writing, but to really get out there and do it is what causes change. The Voting Rights Act could have been passed, but if it hadn't been for the federal registrars getting folks registered to vote and the groundwork that the students and communities had done, we wouldn't be where we are today. And I'm proud to say that my state of Virginia, the heart of the Confederacy, elected the first black governor in the history of the U.S. Now we have President Obama, who's traced his election back to the students who sat in, who quit complaining in their dormitory rooms about how unfair Woolworths was and took action, and one thing led to another. And now the president is honoring the memory of what went before.
I've got to ask you just one more question, because the nation is still struggling with racial issues. I mean, what with the Ferguson shootings and the protests that have been happening all over the nation over the past few months, I wonder where you think the struggle for equality stands now.
Well, I would say that two things. To back up, that in the shooting of Jimmie Lee Jackson, the sheriff officer who had shot him said, "I thought he was going for my gun." 50 years later, we're hearing the same thing in Ferguson, for the guy that shot Michael Brown. Now, I think we have brought down the structure that was built on the foundation. The laws and the customs have overall changed a lot. We don't see that so much anymore, but the underlying foundation of racism, I think, is still rock solid hard. And now we've got to really attack that underlying part of our culture.